Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Beefmaster's largest one-brand sale is here. Proudly brought to you by the fourth and fifth generations of the very family that founded the Beefmaster breed, ISA Beefmasters. Join the Lassiter family Saturday, October 4th at the Producers Livestock Auction in San Angelo, Texas for the 64th annual ISA Beefmaster Bull Sale. Request a catalog, watch bull videos, and find all the sale details now at ranchchannel.com. ISA Beefmasters, where tradition meets performance at the largest one-brand Beefmaster Bull Sale.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for their 2025 production sale. Friday, Elite Brahman and 300-plus F1 heifers. Saturday, Bulls, Brahman and Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus and F1s. Sale information at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com.
If your herd is suffering from scours and has had scours, see immediate results with Pharmatan from Imogen Ingredients. Get your herd on a Pharmatan feeding plan now to prevent scours for next calving season. Get your herd back in shape, more breedbacks, healthier calves, and eliminate scours with Pharmatan. Check out PharmatanUSA.com and on Facebook.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
I have a little useless sports and history trivia for you today.
Which sport are we talking about?
Footy football.
Oh, no. I do not know a lot about this sport.
Did you know that on this date in history, September 30th, 1939, it was the first televised American football game? Okay.
Okay.
So you got that? So true or false, was this an NFL game?
I'm thinking about which Super Bowl we're going to have here after the new year. And I'm going to assume that it was not a National Football League game.
You are correct. It was a college game. Do you know these two teams? It was Fordham and Waynesburg.
I don't even know where these towns are.
Waynesburg is in Pennsylvania. Fordham is a private university in Bronx, New York.
Well, now I learned something new.
And Fordville won 34-7. And it was broadcast on NBC, W2XBS in New York.
All right, I'm Googling these facts while we're talking about this.
You can fact check me on this.
Did you know this about 1939, then regarding football? The NCAA mandated the use of all players using the John T. Riddle first plastic shell helmet.
Boom.
You knew that?
Of course I knew that. Okay, honestly, no, I didn't know that, but I assume if you're going to throw certain facts at me that they're going to be true. My little fact checker over there.